you know, I'm not getting any younger, but I still have a great passion for what I do. And, you know, when that goes away, I won't do it anymore. So, you know, I have a great love for the game. I still have a lot of energy. You know, my passion hasn't changed from, you know, 38 to 58. So, you know, I look around the league and see a guy like Tom Coughlin, and knowing Tom very well and his family, I mean, he's got great passion, and he's a little bit more older than me. I won't say how much.
Good afternoon from Dove Valley with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. And yes, that soundbite was from head coach John Fox, who was back at work officially 4 weeks after, amazingly, John, having his chest operated on, his heart operated on, open heart surgery back in Carolina. John Fox back coaching the Broncos where he belongs. We're going to get to the football game that he and all of you watched on Sunday, Broncos beating the Chiefs, finishing the KC sweep at Arrowhead. We'll get to that in a moment, but John, I want to go back to the fact that Coach Fox has returned. When you named Jack Del Rio interim head coach, you said, look, it's going to be a collective effort to replace what went missing when Coach Fox had to sit out a few weeks. To have him back in the building, you don't have to see him. You can just kind of tell he's around, can't you?
You can hear him.
Yeah.
He's got plenty of energy, and I think that he's come back with that, you know, plenty of energy too. So it's great to have him back. But I think, you know, you look at it and you look at the challenge and what went on, as you said, you know, it was a collective effort by everybody to pick up the slack. And, you know, Jack Del Rio did a tremendous job, as well as Adam Gase, as the coordinators and all the coaches did a great job of picking up slack you know, replacing the enthusiasm that John brings to the building day in and day out. But we were able to get through a very tough stretch, 3-1. And a lot of that credit goes to Jack, as well as the rest of the staff, and also the football team, and the fact that, you know, we have a mature football team that they all took it upon themselves to pick up the slack also, and you know, kept it business as usual to where we were able to get through those four games, and four big games that they were, and we were able to get out of that 3-1.
Yeah, you joked you can hear him. You can literally, coming down the hall, you can hear him. And I just ran and saw him back there on the treadmill. He was doing his thing. He looks great. On Monday, you know, he made it clear. He said, look, there was a plan in place in case he had to go away, to have good people around him. And you made a point to give Jack Del Rio the game ball after the Broncos beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead. You said, hey, guys, just real quick, you made a point to mention that. The fact that you went through this stretch 3-1, what's gone the most overlooked? Like, is there something that we haven't thought about to really consider how difficult that can be when you don't have your head coach there who sets the tone throughout the players and the rest of the staff? What has anything gone overlooked that surprised you? The team was able to do well, and they did come out of that third quarter with just one loss?
Well, I mean, anytime you lose your head coach, it's always going to be it's always going to be tough. But I think in this situation, the way that John manages, it's a little bit different. The fact that he's an overall manager and manages coordinators, he really doesn't manage, you know, overall game day stuff. And so really different. The difference that we had week in and week out was he's not out in front of the team giving the speeches starting each day or even after practice. But after that, because Jack Del Rio ran the offense, Adam Gase ran the defense, you know, and other than missing his enthusiasm out on the football field, you know, that was the biggest difference, was the fact that, you know, he wasn't there. And, I mean, he, you know, the players have a tremendous amount of respect for him. But it really stayed as business as usual because Jack, you know, handled the defense and Adam handled the offense. And as I said, you know, with the mature team that we have, they all realize the situation that we're in and that we're going to have to figure out how to win football games. And so we're able to do that. And Jack did a tremendous job not changing the schedule, keeping it business as usual also. And plus, he knew Jack knows John, and having the fact that he worked for him. He's worked for him for several years. And so that personality and what Jack did there, I think, was also a huge benefit for us.
Yeah. Again, Coach Fox back coaching the Broncos 4 weeks after open heart surgery, and must have liked what he saw on Sunday. Broncos win 35-28. We'll get to that right after a short break here on the Elway Access Podcast on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the Flex Points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 Flex Points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Well, I mean, anytime you get, you know, something taken away from you, you know, it's especially hard. It's something that you love. And so, you know, sometimes people say, you know, you don't realize what you have until it's gone. And, you know, obviously I have a great passion for it and have for a long time. So it was hard. I mean, it was, like I said, I had open heart surgery, and watching those games was harder than any pain I felt, you know, during that rehab.
Again, that's Coach Fox on what he thought about, what he learned spending 4 weeks away from the game after that's the longest break, he said, in the longest bye week in the history of bye weeks, he joked about. But just think that for those of you listening, if you've done something for 30, 40 years, then all of a sudden for a month you don't do it, something you love. Just think about what that's like. Coach Fox back and now getting ready for the Broncos to come back home and face the Tennessee Titans. Now, let's go back to that win. KC sweep, John. Hard to sweep a team. Hard to beat them twice in the same year, pardon me. Broncos did that. It was one of those games, though, where it came down to that last possession. I know Mike Adams wish he would have caught that ball, but still, it came down to the wire. One of those games you probably expected it to be that tough. You talked about that last week.
Yeah, it is. As you said, it's you know, tough to meet a team like the Chiefs twice, especially in 1 year, let alone twice in 3 weeks. And, you know, I think it was a huge game for us. And I think that sometimes it's gone a little bit under the radar. And the fact that, you know, especially with what happened to us last week in New England, having that big lead and then giving up that big lead and then eventually losing in overtime. And then again, going back into Kansas City. Now we're way down. We battle back, you know, get ahead by 14 points. And then again, have to make a stop defensively to, you know, to get the win. And so I think, it, you know, mentality-wise and what that did for us, you know, it was a huge victory. Now we've got four games left, and we control our own destiny, which is where we wanted to get ourselves. But to me, we played with a lot of gut. We played with a lot of heart. We played with a lot of toughness. And I think, you know, we really improved as a football team in Kansas City on Sunday.
We could spend a whole show talking about what Peyton Manning and Eric Decker did. Eric getting in the end zone for the first time since Indianapolis, and Peyton just knocking more pegs off that season record for touchdown passes, getting there. But what I want to do is talk about what this defense had to do without Kevin Vickerson, without Derek Wolfe, which no one knew about until we were practically on the airplane, without DRC dressing, and hoping Champ could go, and then him not being able to play after getting nicked a little bit. I mean, you're down a lot of guys who've started a lot of games for this team the last 2 years, John.
Yeah,
at Arrowhead against Alex Smith, who was playing really well.
He really is. And, they've picked it up offensively. They're a much better offensive team now this time, even 2 weeks later than it was the first time we played them. But, you know, those guys, we do have some injuries, but everybody stepped up and did a good job. Sly Williams came inside, replaced Vickerson inside. And, you know, we had everybody in there in the secondary. Champ was in there early. And, you know, you couldn't expect him to go a full game, having not played very much this season. And so, you know, it was nice for everybody as a collaborative effort to come in and make the plays we needed to make. Mike Adams, again, played very well and knocked that last pass down to seal the win. So, you know, but everybody goes through these injury plague times, and we've got to continue to battle through that. Fortunately, we get to come home for the next two. But, you know, we've got to continue to battle. We have to continue to have those guys step up that weren't necessarily stars at the beginning of the year but are being called upon now.
Yeah. hey, guess what? Go get them. Go in there and go get them because coaches need you. Yeah, we'll learn some more about that. Hopefully you guys get a chance to rest up and heal up this week as the Broncos get ready for the Titans. We'll talk about that next on the LA Access podcast on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
You know, just getting back into the routine. You know, probably much like a player when he's missed 4 weeks. Getting back into the routine. I've never done it before, so this is my first time. I feel as healthy as I've ever felt over the last 20 years. Our team's in a good position. We still have a lot of work ahead of us with a whole quarter of the season left, the most important quarter, and that's the fourth quarter. We're excited to move forward.
Once again, that's John Fox talking about what's going to be some of the toughest things he'll have to deal with as he reassociates himself with his job and, as he said, kind of re-indoctrinates himself to this building and gets back to coaching. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall, LA Access Podcast, presented by U.S. Bank. Flex Perks, Broncos back at home. It's a normal 2:05 kick. Is that an error? That must be an error on the schedule.
Seems like it. Seems like this is the only one that didn't get flexed this year. So we're thrilled to be playing back in the afternoon. And looking at the weather report, it's going to be, it looks like a good thing that we're playing while it's at least the first half while it's light out.
Oh, boy, yeah. It's funny. After you play that many games at night, it wasn't too bad at Kansas City. It just got flexed to the afternoon in terms of how cold it was. But, yeah, Broncos back, 2 o'clock kick, home against the Titans. Again, Peyton Manning will say on Wednesday one of those unfamiliar opponents. He touched on that post-game at Arrowhead. But it's you're at the point now where you want to be playing, as John Fox would say, your best football in December to set you up for the playoffs. It's playoff seeding time. Broncos can clinch a playoff position this weekend, John. I mean, you're at that point of the year where you've learned where you are with the team, and now you're really positioning yourself for the next phase, and you want to keep winning games.
Well, and that's the key thing. And I think that we don't look at clinching a playoff spot. I think our
not
aspirations
at all. That doesn't
are,
come up.
No, I think that the fact is we realize that we can, it's our positioning in the playoffs, especially with where we are right now, and that's our goal. And realizing where we sit right now, that we control our own destiny. If we can win out, then we'll have the number one seed again. So that's our goal, and that's our mindset. So, it's nice to be able to say you make the playoffs, but we anticipate that that will happen eventually, and hopefully it happens this weekend.
Right, yeah. And to do that right now, again, an unfamiliar opponent, Broncos back, hoping to – all of a sudden you've got a team that isn't coached by a former coordinator, John Fox, like if you were playing the division, and then coach coming back right away. I think Wednesday's Thursday, both going to be really big days in terms of how this team gets ready for the Titans, and the fact that it's back at home really could help out. I don't know if Tennessee likes playing when it's about – 11 degrees out.
Well, it's going to be cold. And I think if you really, Chris, if you look at the way that we've played in cold weather, we haven't done real well. So this is another good test for us. And that we're going to go through practice this week when it's going to be cold. And we'll see if we get indoors. If it gets too cold, we'll go indoors. But, this is another good test for us because we have not performed really well, very well, in cold weather. And so this is a chance for us to practice in it this week, and then we're going to see some chilly temperatures on Sunday. So we're going to see how we respond, and hopefully we can play better than we have the last two times in really cold weather.
Yeah. We'll see what that threshold is to push the team back down the street to the South Suburban Sports Dome. Don't tell me it's four. Do you know what it is?
You
what's
know,
the,
I don't,
what's the
I
over-under
don't know what
on when
it
we
is.
Get on buses?
That, yeah, as long as it's not too windy and you know, I know Thursday is looking very chilly, so we'll have to wait and see.
All right, well, I can't wait to shoot it. I'm sure you'll be out there. Maybe you'll be watching from your office. We'll see. I'll be outside freezing like the rest of us. Anyhow, thanks so much for joining us. Big week down here at Dove Valley. John Fox back in his office down the hall, and Broncos looking to keep moving on and start December off with another win. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.